This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
In the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Well, hi, everyone, and welcome. Good to have you along. Every week we spend 3 hours together. It's been 7 days since we all got together, and we're back together again today. Appreciate you being here. I'm Mark Evans, your host. You're going to be spending the next 3 hours of your life with us. Yes, today we've got, it's going to be a fun day today, all 3 hours of Auto World, as always. Today we have on the very first hour a gentleman that has been on Auto World before many, many times, and he's back. So we're going to have fun with James Bell. First and foremost, he is the head of corporate communications, Kia America, folks. So I want to open up the phone lines if you have any questions for James. Of course, at 855-660-4261. And my email is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Today, we're not only going to be, he's sitting in pole position on the racetrack today with us, but we're going to have the third hour, of course. We're going to have, peace of mind coming the third hour for you. Also, I've got a word with Mark the third hour, and the three S's coming on the third hour. Second hour for you, we got, remember Fonzie? Hey, well, something started back in 1902, and we're going to talk a little bit about that on the second hour. But right here on the first hour, I met this gentleman back in, I believe, 1998, 1999? That was before I had snow on my roof. And we were at a car event, and great, great gentleman. And he's, of course, we were at an automotive event back in that day. And he's, James Bell has known Bob Long and myself for many years and has been on Auto World many, many times with Bob Long. And I asked James if he would come back to the airwaves of Auto World. And he says, absolutely. And so I want to welcome now, sitting in, he's head of corporate communications, Kia America, and he's sitting at the Corporate Communication Command Center. James Bell, welcome back to Auto World.
Well, thank you so much. It's a real pleasure to be back on these good old airwaves. And I will be honest with you, though, I'm actually not sitting at Corporate Command Center. I'm on my way to the Rocky Mountains for a drive of a special new Kia. So hopefully you can hear me okay.
Yeah, James, you sound good. Good to hear from you again, and welcome back in. And it's absolutely Kia. You guys are knocking it out of the park here. You know, first I want to share, here on Auto World, James, many, many years I've been helping Bob, and you've been on Auto World for many years. And he asked me to take hold and drive the steering wheel when his health kind of started hitting him, and I did. And it's been an honor to do that, get behind the silver microphone again, and carry on Auto World. And I appreciate you being here. You know, and I got a little trivia. Kia, dug up a little bit of trivia for everyone. Kia started producing Honda-licensed small motorcycles back in 1957.
That's
wow.
Right.
Long time ago.
Before that, we were actually a bicycle manufacturer. And then, you're right, it turned into these licensed motorcycles, got us into, the motorized transportation. And now jump ahead, and we're leading the cutting edge on electric vehicles. So it's been a great run for the company.
Absolutely. I have not, James, I gotta salute you, all your accolades and awards, and I have not here in Auto World. I have a segment on Auto World that I call Recalls. And you know one company I do not have any recalls on? And that's Kia. Congratulations. Congratulations.
You made me a little nervous there for a minute, I must admit.
No, it's awesome. I mean, seriously, you guys are doing good, and you've got we've got a lot to talk about here this hour. First and foremost, again, memories, James. I know you've been with Bob and known Bob for years, and been being interviewed with with Bob at like the LA Auto Show and other shows. Have a memory you can share with us?
Wow, where to begin? I think it's just a general kind of appreciation of Bob. And it kind of goes back to when I first started in the automotive media side of things. I was running IntelliChoice.com, which was a cost of ownership site that was part of the Motor Trend Group. And Bob had an association with Motor Trend at that time also. So he would start to, we would meet at car shows, and he would say, you know, it'd be great if you'd come on my radio show. And I said, well, that sounds a bit scary, but yes, I'd love to do that. I mean, if we're talking about cars, I can do that for days, so no trouble. And then, so I guess my top kind of reflection or memory of Bob is just the way he taught me how to talk on the radio. He was just so smooth, so comfortable, so at ease. And, you know, within the first time or two that I was on, it became my favorite thing to do and made me really love and appreciate the fact that I had this amazing outlet to come on and talk to all these good people, you know, across the country about something that I talk about in my sleep, which is cars. So it's Bob taught me how to do a lot of things that have helped me in my career more times than I can count. So. Tip of the hat to you, Bob.
Yep, absolutely. He was a great man. And again, Sharon and he had a little girl, Lucy. And many times we heard Lucy on the air when he was in the studio doing Auto World. And she's now, James, a teenager. So
wow.
She's, so Sharon's got her hands full. You know, she's going to be, like I told Sharon, she's going to be in the auto world with all of us driving cars. So we'll have to get her in a Kia, huh?
I was just
going to
say, we got a friends and family option. And anybody in Bob's family, my friend.
Get a discount or two.
Absolutely. I'll do the best for her.
What, Kia, James, you guys are knocking it out of the park, and what's one of the, we're going to go all the way, and we're going to talk about that brand new EV9, but also later I want to talk about, you have the Carnival, you have the K5, all that, but what's one of the most favorite models that you folks sell a lot of?
Well, sadly, it's a model that we just recently finished production on. There might be something in the same spirit, and sensibility coming soon. I'd get in trouble if I tell you much more than that. But the Kia Stinger was such a tremendous vehicle for the Kia brand. You know, that was a proper high-performance five-door, you know, not too dissimilar from an Audi A5 or a BMW 4 Series Grand Coupe or something. So it was, and it looked beautiful. I just finished production probably about 3 months ago, so they're still out there if anybody wants to see them. But it was a gorgeous-looking car. People at gas stations would come up to me and say, wow, I didn't know that was, you know, that's a nice-looking Maserati or a nice-looking, you know, name any other car other than Kia. And so it really became a game-changing machine. Now, anybody can, you know, hire the best designers in the world, which is what Kia did. But they also hired the best engineers in the world. And that's where the Stinger really, I think, put Kia into an evolution that continues to this day. Because the Stinger was a car that looked the business and drove the business. It never let anybody down. And so it was a bit sad when we wrapped up production on it, like I said, a couple months ago. But now as we're so deep into electrification, you know, there might be something coming along that might make people remember the Stinger, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah. Spike our interest. Absolutely. I love the you guys come up with the greatest names for the models, James.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Do you mind? I've got a Facebook question here, and then do you mind if I open the phone lines up for questions?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that sounds great.
Let's do it. Yeah, when we come back from the first break, I've got a Facebook question here from John. We'll see. I'll throw that one at you. And then again, folks, more than welcome to call in, and James can answer your questions concerning Kia America. James Bell, head of corporate communications with Kia America, right here on Auto World, 855-660-4261. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. We'll be right back.
Thank you. you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Whoa.
Welcome back to Auto World in the Greasy Garage Studio right here in the Auto World Plaza. I'm your host, Mark Evans, alongside, he's sitting right in pole position for us here today, special guest on the special guest line, James Bell. He's head of corporate communications, Kia America. He's taking the corporate communications command center, folks, to the Rocky Mountains. James, tell us again, you're out in a ride and drive right now?
It will be tomorrow. I'm actually just passing by downtown Denver as we speak. So if anybody's listening from this lovely city, you know it's a nice blue sky day. A little bit cold, but I am in Colorado after all. But on my way up to a very special lodge outside of up in the mountains here. And so I'll be doing some ride and driving tomorrow.
That'll be fun, James. I think that's the last time I saw you, actually. We were back in the day with, what do they call it, the Guitar Hero?
don't bring that up.
No, that's long gone. That was before grandkids and snow on the roof.
There we go. Oh, my goodness. That is a great memory, though. Thanks for bringing that up.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Oh, that's a lot of fun with Alex and the gang and everybody. You're absolutely right. It was fun. Well, going into the news of Kia, you guys are kicking it out of the park. I mean, literally here this last week, I talked about the Kia EV9 named one of the best family cars by Parents Magazine.
Well, and that's on top of being named North American Utility of the Year. And one of Car and Driver's 10 Best. And just last week, it was named UK Car of the Year over in England. Which, think about that. That's quite an accomplishment when you're talking about, a pretty large SUV, all electric, and from Korea. Usually, the English market and the European markets can be a little bit, home team only. And here comes Kia storming through. So, yeah, it's been EV9's been a great add to our team. And it's a perfect new flagship for the brand.
Yeah, and here recently, it's been voted supreme winner of the Women's Worldwide Car of the Year. I mean, do you guys have a complete warehouse full of where you put your trophies, James?
They've asked me to put some of them in my garage. I couldn't be happy.
Yeah, I was going to say your neighbors are envious big time. My gosh. Yeah. Well, I got a Facebook question here for you. John gets me on Facebook, and he says, Mark, please ask them, James, when you will be able to charge your Kia EV at a Tesla supercharger like you can with the Ford EV. And then, of course, he says, really enjoy your radio show. Thank you, John. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Great question, John. Thank you for that. We like very much if people think EVs, maybe it's time to consider an EV. They think Tesla. Obviously, they had a huge head start and, a bit of the juggernaut, but, well, we're starting to chip away at that. And so what we're hearing more and more is people think, well, maybe it's time for an EV. I guess I'll look at Tesla, and then I'll look at Kia. That is our pole position. We're very pleased with that. And to answer John's question, we expect to be able to start charging at Tesla stations about 12 months from now. We're a little bit agreement strategy with Tesla than I think Ford is. But I do know from working with Tesla, they're very great partners for us, and we're trying to get that done as soon as possible, but still going to be a few months out. Until then, the amount of charging network that's available in a lot of different cities around the country is really starting to grow. In fact, I took keys to an EV6 about 4 months ago just to kind of be a real test on what it's like to live with an EV on a day-to-day basis. And, I drove the thing from L.A. to Vegas and back, no worries, found charging. So the world has really changed. And to John's point, once we get those access into Tesla stations too, it's just going to change the game completely.
Absolutely. What is one of the longest ranged Kias you have?
It would probably be the EV6 rear wheel drive GT line that I'm driving. In fact, last time I charged it, I got back in the car and looked down, and it said estimated range of 349 miles. That's more than it's supposed to do. So I don't know. It was a little optimistic there, but I'm averaging without any concern whatsoever at highway speed. Cold weather, warm weather, you name it, maybe 310, 320, somewhere in that space. So, yeah, it's and, the average American drives about between 28 and 34 miles per day. So, you know, I think the idea of range anxiety is gone because we're obviously addressing that. If you had an EV6, you wouldn't have to charge, you know, maybe about once a week. But I think we're still in a little bit of a spot, and that's why, again, I appreciate John's question, of charging anxiety. And between the Tesla agreement, and then let's not forget we have a new consortium of car companies that we've partnered with General Motors and BMW, Mercedes, Honda, and others, to build out 30,000 high-speed charging stations around the country, with the first one set to go online in about 8 or 9 months. So, we're just in this really delicious and historic time in the car business, where it's not unlike the move from horse-drawn carriages, I assume, I'm not that old, but from horse-drawn carriages to gasoline-powered cars. It didn't happen overnight. It took a long time. I'm sure there was a lot of people that said, nobody's going to take my horse away. I can't get gasoline. Well, guess what? Now we have gasoline everywhere, and we're seeing this transition over to electrification just the same way.
Absolutely. And the best part of it about it all, James, you and I, of course, our generation, we never had a chance to pick up the poop on the road, did we?
Thank goodness. I've actually done a fair amount of studying on this time. Because, again, I feel like we're in a similarly historic transition point as it would have felt to be, moving from horse-drawn over to gasoline power. And one of the biggest lifesavers, for lack of a better term, and I mean that definitively, is all the horse waste that was all over cities across the country was also very unhealthy. Yeah, obviously very unsightly, didn't smell great, but it created a lot of disease issues also. So movement to gasoline power made all of us ultimately healthier. And so, maybe at some level we have a similar thing as we get away from vehicles that are putting out the emissions, might be a healthier future once again.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, here too, James, in Boise, Idaho area where I'm live, they've canceled the emission testing on vehicles, canceled it. Because they found out that the emissions is just not from cars anymore. Yeah. So as I grew up, you and I grew up in this industry, the cars keep just getting better and better and better and burning cleaner. And, of course, now EVs are, easy, plug in and go. Now, do you believe and do you think that one day Kia will have their own supercharger networks? Hold that thought, James. We're going to take another short break. We'll be right back after a little short break. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNTeam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News. News update. More than 200 people rescued in Harris County, Texas as rivers flood. Residents being rescued on airboats from their homes. New developments out of the Middle East, where a deal to release Israeli hostages from Hamas captivity is still being negotiated in Egypt. Meanwhile, the Israeli cabinet voting to remove the Al Jazeera TV network from operating in Israel. Back here in the U.S., pro-Palestinian protesters interrupt the University of Michigan graduation ceremony the demonstrators removed on Saturday. President Biden speaking at the White House saying students have a right to protest but not to break the law. Biden scheduled to speak at the U.S. Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C. as Yom HaShoah, Holocaust Remembrance Day, begins, a week of events planned to educate this generation as to the atrocities the Nazis committed against Jews. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized. The venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Great to have a good friend with us on Auto World today, right here from the BC Garage Studio. I'm Mark Evans, the host of Auto World, alongside the head of corporate communications, Kia America, James Bell. Good to have you here.
Threw this question out to you about
do you believe that or think or can tell us a little bit of secrets about maybe does Kia look in the future of having their own supercharger plug-in units?
Won't need it. Because, as we talked about earlier, we're going to have access to Tesla stations within the next 12 months. We're in this partnership with other car companies to build out only high-speed charging stations all across the country, 30,000 of them across the country in all the right parts and across all the right corridors. And, of course, you know, other industries are investing. We're seeing them pop up in gas stations. We're seeing them pop up, you know, outside of Costco's and Walmart's and things. So the availability of charging is, let's just say this. Mark, have me back on this show 12 months from today, and then let's talk about what's going on with charging. And I think we'll all have a giggle that we were wondering about how it's going to go, because it's really good. It's about to launch. It's about to get serious. It's about to get historic. So, yeah, we don't need our own station because they're going to be everywhere very soon.
Yes, I actually, James, you're absolutely, I definitely want you on before 12 months. How's that? But we'll have you on in a year too. But it, absolutely, it's growing. Every single day it's growing. I do remember reporting and talking about how many millions of dollars that all of you are coming together to spend to bring us those supercharger sticks. So it's, and
yeah, I was having a good conversation with a good friend who's also like you and I, car nut, and he was being a little bit sour and negative on electrification, and he said, "I don't think it's going to, you know, catch on." And I said, "Well, that's where you're wrong, because as you just said, you got to follow the money, and there's not a car company out there today that's investing in, you know, multiple hundreds of millions of dollars in new combustion engine technology. We are continuing to refine current technologies and get every last drop of energy out of every last drop of fuel and cut the emissions down. But so it's not that, you know, investment has stopped there, but there's no new, there's nothing new coming. Every car company is all in on electrification. Every industry, every country, I mean, across the world, the investment is happening for charging infrastructure. So what I told my friend, and I would say to anybody listening here, is follow the money. And it, that's why it's going to happen.
It's, and it's, and James, what I report and I read, and I get all this great information coming to me here on the media side, and it's not millions, it's billions.
Yeah, well, I didn't want to brag, but yes, you're right.
I'll brag for you. No, it's absolutely the truth, and it's not that, it's just very, very inexpensive to put the electrical plug-in in your house.
Oh, yeah, I mean, yeah, we're talking about public charging, but of course, I mean, I've got a charging station in my house, cost me about $600. There, but how do I say, once you make the move to electrification in your personal transportation, no matter the brand, Kia, Mercedes, Lexus, Toyota, Tesla, any, regardless of the brand, you are going to have a new luxurious experience because the car is quiet, the car is powerful, the car is smooth. So when you arrive at your destination, you're relaxed because you don't have that engine grinding away in front of you as you're driving. But the other real big luxury part that people just don't know until you do it is the freedom of, let me tell a little story this way. How many times, listeners, have you driven home after maybe a long day at the office or, you know, picking up the kids or doing whatever you're doing and glance down at the at your fuel gauge and think, wow, tomorrow morning I got to make sure I keep a little time in there so I can go to the gas station before I start my day. And then, of course, life happens, and the next morning, you forget about that, and you jump in the car, and you're running late, and you glance down the fuel tank, and you've got to go to the gas station. That is not luxurious, folks. What is luxurious is to get back in your car after a long day, and the next morning, there it is. You've charged it up overnight, just like you charged your cell phone, and off on your day. It just relieves you of such amount of pressure. And the only reason I go to a gas station now is for a bottle of Gatorade. It's pretty nice.
Yeah. No Snickers bar?
Well, if I'm getting free, yeah.
Yeah, I have a friend too, James, I want to share this. This gentleman, you know, I've got friends that have electric cars here in the Boise, Idaho area, and they drive them to and from and all that, et cetera, and on trips, et cetera. I'm not going to mention any of the brands except Kia.
No.
I have a friend that has a Kia. Okay. And it's anyway, he says to me, he says, boy, it sure is nice not putting $50 bills in my gas tank, Mark. And then, of course, I looked at him and says, well, I actually literally put my right hand out, James, and put it flat, of course, so he could put the $50 bill in my hand.
Yeah.
And I says, just put it right here, buddy. And he says, no, yeah, thanks. You know what he told me? He says, I'm putting that in my retirement fund, Mark.
Yeah. And,
wow,
and that feels good. I mean, that's important, number one, but it also feels good. So, yeah, I mean, I know there's a lot of, for some crazy reason, electrification and our transition there got politicized. I don't understand that. It makes no sense to me whatsoever. But I can tell you, no matter where you are on the political spectrum, you go electric, you're going to have a nicer life. It's just that easy. It's just that easy.
And what percentage rate is Kia spending out of 100% on the two letters EV, James?
You mean our overall investment?
overall investment. Yeah.
I don't know. They don't give me that kind of information because that would make me dangerous. But I would think, I mean, as I said, there's not a car company on the planet that's investing in new engines or, you know, brand new gasoline-powered technology. There's only refinement going on from this point. So
yes.
I would imagine it's probably a very high percentage.
Now, Kia is known for one thing, that huge, huge word called warranty, James. Warranty, 10-year, 100,000 miles. Congratulations again. I tip my hat to you.
Yes. Well, you know, that was one of the things, when I was on the media side of the fence, I remember when Kia came out with that, and it was genius. It just allowed people, I mean, let's be very candid. Kia, once upon a time, I like to call it was a used car alternative. If you needed a new car, you looked at your wallet, and you said, I can't afford the new car I want. I don't want another used car. Ha, I'll get a Kia. And that's fine. We did very well in that space for a long time. But the company decided to change. And that warranty just allowed people to relax and just know that they had the company's backup in case anything happened. And then we got into making the cars look good. You know, you hire the best designers in the world. You have to bend the sheet metal to make a car. You might as well bend it good. And so that was a big move. But, yeah, the warranty really, really changed the game and allowed the company to come to the level of success that I think a lot of us inside the company are even surprised about today.
Yeah, and it works. That's again, you're giving your customers, our listeners, something that peace of mind, not have to worry. And, you know, it just what we all want. That's why we want to purchase an automobile that doesn't end up sitting at the dealership getting fixed all day long, you know.
Exactly.
So we're going to take a little short break. James, I want to talk a little bit about, you earned another award on a model, the IIHS Top Safety Pick Award. We're going to talk about that when we come back from this break, folks. And, James, the 2025 Kia K5. Let's talk about that, too, when we come back.
Sounds great.
Absolutely. Appreciate you being here. Folks, sitting right there in pole position, James Bell, the head of corporate communications in Denver, Colorado. He's moved the corporate communication command center over there. That's all right. We're going to come back after this short break. More with James Bell.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jesus built my car. It's a love affair. Mainly Jesus and my hot rod.
These are sensations as hard to forget as they are to ignore.
Drag racing, drag racing.
These are sensations as hard to forget as they are to ignore.
Drag racing.
Welcome back, everyone.
These are probably sensations out there.
Yes.
To forget.
You're probably out there drag racing your Kia. Come on. It can do it. You just go for it. It'll do it. I know it will. You know, it's kickoff spring here. Definitely, drag racing has started. The local car shows in your local town where you're listening to me, Auto World, here on your favorite radio station. I appreciate you being here and listening to us on your favorite app and your favorite device. I do appreciate that. We have sitting in pole position here on the racetrack today out in Denver, Colorado. He's moved the Corporate Communication Command Center, Kia America. He's head of Corporate Communication. James Bell. James, good to have you along. I've got an email here question from we call him a charter member here at Auto World. He's been with us for many years listening and contributing with emails and phone calls and all that. And he asks, his name is Trey out of Southern Illinois, listening to us on an app. He wants to know, James, does Kia EV qualify for any federal government tax credits at the point of purchase?
Yeah. Happy to answer that. We will soon. The Inflation Reduction Act caught a lot of car companies off guard. The great thing was that before that act came through and changed some of the standards that allowed federal incentives to be applied, we were already clearing a big field out in Savannah, Georgia area to build out a new $5.3 billion electric vehicle assembly and battery assembly plant. And that's coming online later this year. We already had plans to start building the EV9 in our factory in Georgia, which then also gets it back into the window for government incentives. So, we'll be there soon. I promise you that. We're still a few months out on that. The nice thing is, EV9 is so great. EV6 is so great. Even the Niro EV continues to break month-over-month records. The good part is that our vehicles are still selling on their own merit. They don't necessarily need the incentives. Now, don't get me wrong. I like incentives like anybody else does. But I think when people drive the car, recognize that this is a great machine, then we get those incentives back online. It's just going to double up. It's going to be great.
Absolutely. Now, I love your Super Bowl ad, James,
This,
the girl skating.
Yes. Yeah, fantastic.
Yeah.
We wanted to, you know, exemplify what electric life can do. You know, I've already spoken at length about the luxurious nature of having an electric vehicle. But there's also an element of that you're basically driving around on a huge battery. So sometimes in life, whether you're camping, whether you're using it to jumpstart another car, whether you're using it to do some kind of a children's play and outdoor, there's lots of different reasons why maybe you'd have to drag along a generator. Well, you're sitting on a battery. And so we wanted to show how easy it is to use the power that's resident in the car for external purposes. And so that was what we did there. If you saw the commercial, you know, the young girl had just had a fantastic ice skating experience, and her dad said, let's go share that with Grandpa. Now, Grandpa's stuck at home. He's in a wheelchair. So let's bring the show to him. And there in his front yard on the ice skating rink, they set up lights, they set up music, and the granddaughter was able to show Grandpa her stuff. And that was all thanks to the power that's residing inside an EV9. It's super simple.
Absolutely. And, you know, I can just see the tailgating word hitting major max stereos, boom boxes to the point of no return now, James.
Well, you know,
love it.
I recently did a tailgate at a football game, and I was hearing generators pop on all over the place. And I said to myself, those days are numbered. When we get more and more electric vehicles out there, you can have your TVs running, your music running, your anything you want, your blenders, if you're and that will all be done silently because you'll have all that power in reserve.
Absolutely. And you know that group we all like, Lynyrd Skynyrd, you know that one song, Ooh, That Smell.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, that generator smell. Woo! Yeah. No thanks. Anyway. Okay. IIHS Top Safety Pick Award goes to the 2024 Telluride. Congrats.
Yes. You know, safety awards are fantastic because the standards are always increasing. You know, I think a lot of people just kind of assume that the car is going to take care of them, especially today's modern vehicles. But it's a lot of work for the car company. You know, between new automatic or ADAS functions to keep the car in lane, to be watching the road ahead, watching the cars behind you. Obviously, airbags in every corner of the machine. Great structural rigidity management of an impact to make sure that the kinetic energy is channeled away from the occupants. There's a lot going on. A lot of amazing engineering just in the last 5, 6, 7 years. And Kia's right at the forefront of that, so it was very gratifying to have IHS recognize us for that. And a vehicle like the Telluride, which is so popular with so many American families already, it's just another one of those little check marks that when people do shop Kia, they realize, wow, there's not a box left unchecked between the value, the design, the efficiency, and, you know, obviously in the safety and all that, and the warranty, as you mentioned. It makes it a tough thing to argue against, that's for sure.
Yeah, you've got a model for every single age group. Even the Sportage came in with a top safety pick designation.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, that's the key of play. I mean, we just actually recently updated our full lineup photo that we use in a lot of press releases and different publicity. And I looked at it the other day and I said, I mean, we are... If you think about Kia of the past, you know, just maybe having a handful of affordable sedans and a couple of crossovers, it's so different now. I mean, there's about 14 different cars across our lineup with electrified options within each car, the high-powered options within each car. So, yeah, it is a absolute full-line car-making entity that treats safety incredibly important.
What's a good way, James, for the folks to check out all these models?
Oh, that's easy. Go to Kia.com. We spend a lot of time on that website making sure that all the information is resident there. And some great shopping tools also where you can plug in your particulars, especially on the EV consideration. You plug in, you know, how many miles you're driving per day, what kind of driving it is. You need all-wheel drive, front-wheel drive, rear-wheel drive. plug in all those little factors and give you some great recommendations.
You can just order right online and go right to your dealer and pick it up then.
Well, we're not quite to that point yet. You know, our dealers are really important to our success. So we continue to work with them very happily. And they've been, you know, fantastic partners as our business has increased. Yeah, I don't know if you saw the press release, but, and I hope you did because I wrote it. No, I'm just kidding. But,
you did a good job. I loved it. Yes.
Well, thank you. Yeah, but we broke our annual sales record last year in November. So that means everything we sold in December was a cherry on top. And so, yeah, our dealers are just very integral and very important to making sure that streak continues.
Absolutely. You know, and you did, yeah, absolutely. Thanks. For James, you did a great job. Because a press release for all of us in the media, we have to understand what you're trying to get across to us so we can help everyone listening. And you did an awesome job. Hats off to you. Now, in the future, the 2025 Kia K5, you got the 2025 Kia Carnival coming out?
Yeah. We, at the Chicago Auto Show, about 5-6 weeks ago now, we introduced updated versions of both of those. Of course, the K5, once upon a time, was known as the Optima. And the Optima, of course, was one of the key vehicles that really changed the Kia brand. I would say the Stinger, as we talked about earlier, was the real punch, and then the Telluride, without question, blew the doors open. But the Optima was where it all started. That transitioned over to the K5, continued great sales success. Well, this being Kia, we just make it better all the time, and upgraded the design of the headlights, taillights, lots of screens inside, lots of new safety technology.
Love it.
And then on the Carnival, now we have a hybrid version. So 35 miles per gallon, and a very happy family.
Oh, my. Wow. James, we're running out of time. Thank you for the taste of the future. Appreciate it. Hey, I appreciate you being with us. The garage door is going down here on this first hour. Head of Corporate Communications, Kia America. James Bell, thank you, sir. I appreciate you being here.
My pleasure. And God bless Bob Long.
Absolutely. Dedicated this show to him. And again, hey, keep teasing me with those pictures on Facebook of you being at the L.A. Lakers games, okay? Appreciate it, James. Thanks again, everybody. Drive safe and motor on.
Well, I'm back. I'm nationwide. Yes, I'm back.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.